From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger blames Democratic girly men for a state budget stalemate. But first, President Bush campaigns in the Midwest today, while Senator John Kerry prepares for next week's Democratic convention in Boston. And joining us from Washington is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Hardly a girly man. Ken, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you for that character assessment.
You're welcome. All right. The president is campaigning today in a couple of swing states, Iowa and Missouri. And what's his message?
Well, it's basically the same message that the president has been saying for the last couple of weeks, that the economy is improving. And of course, that's very important in the Midwest, where the presidential election may very well be decided. Many swing states there. Missouri, the president won by 3 points in 2000. Iowa, he barely lost in 2000. So obviously, two states that he needs desperately. And plus the fact that the president is not going to be doing much more campaigning. Once the Democratic convention gets underway, the president will go dark. He'll be in Crawford, away from the media, away from the campaign trail. So he's going to try to get as many states in as he can before the convention, the Democratic convention starts.
Right. Less than a week away. And in the meantime, what is John Kerry doing?
Well, John Kerry is actually preparing for the convention. He's had a very good string of weeks. The press verdict on the John Edwards pick has been mostly very favorable. The reaction has been very favorable. There was no platform committee fights as in the past. There seems to be a tremendous amount of harmony in the Democratic Party. And John Kerry is looking forward to a very harmonious convention as well.
And he's raised record amounts of money. What's he going to do with all that money?
Well, by law, once he accepts the nomination on Thursday, July 29th, he can only spend $75 million of public funds from then until November 2nd. So the money that both he and Edwards have raised in the past couple of weeks will go to the Democratic National Committee, and they in turn will put out a barrage of ads, anti-Bush ads, pro-Democratic Party ads. There will be no shortage of money for the Democratic Party, unlike previous elections.
And the 9/11 Commission report comes out this week. Interestingly, another bit of news related to that came out today, and that is the criminal investigation of Sandy Berger. He was the national security advisor to the Clinton administration, and he has admitted to removing classified documents from the National Archives to prepare for his testimony before the 9/11 Commission. What else can you tell us about that story?
Well, it's a very odd story. Sandy Berger, the former Clinton national security advisor, his attorney said that the taking of documents were inadvertent. But I've seen wire stories that said that Sandy Berger put some documents down his pants. I don't know how anybody does something like that inadvertently. And of course, you know, Washington, which is always awash in suspicion and rumors and conspiracy theories. Republicans are saying that it's very suspicious that many of these documents, which were very critical of the Clinton administration's handling of the millennium al-Qaeda threat in 2000, why are they suddenly missing? Of course, Democrats say, well, if it's talk about conspiracy theories, why is this happening a week before the Democratic convention? And remember, what about the Bush National Guard records that were suddenly missing? You know, so there's conspiracy theories thrown from both sides. But, you know, timing is very interesting in this. It's happening a week before the Democratic convention. Some Democrats say that this is basically a plot to embarrass Democrats. We saw in 1992, Ross Perot dropped out in the middle of the convention, which was great timing for Bill Clinton. He got a great boost out of that 92 convention. In 96, the timing was not as good. Dick Morris, the Clinton political aide, was found to be having a liaison with a prostitute in the middle of the 96 Democratic convention. That timing wasn't so good. We'll see how this plays out this time.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. He also writes the Political Junkie column at NPR.org. And he joined us from Washington. Thanks, Ken.
And I am not a girly man.
No, you're not.
No.